Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Tuesday followed through on his threat to block three Democrats from key committee assignments. And now those Democrats are fighting back.
The hypocrisy just grabs you by the throat.
Representative Adam Schiff is a Democrat from California who served on the House Intelligence Committee until McCarthy.
This is, I think, not an unexpected but nonetheless destructive move by Kevin McCarthy that will bode ill in the future for the kind of decisions that he has to make to placate the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Paul Gosars, and of course his boss down in Mar-a-Lago, the disgraced former president.
McCarthy is also blocking a second Democratic reappointment to the Intel Committee, Eric Swalwell, also of California. Swalwell calls McCarthy's move part of a pattern of abusing power to smear political opponents.
Throughout this journey of vengeance, the three of us have chosen to stick together because this isn't about any individual committee assignment. This is about an institution where the Speaker of the House is using his power to go after his political opponents and to pick them off the field. And that's why we've chosen every step of the way to stick together.
McCarthy is also threatening the appointment of a third Democrat to another committee. Democrat Ilhan Omar of Minnesota had served on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She says as a child who survived war and lived in refugee camps, she never imagined she would become the first African-born member of Congress and serve on a committee overseeing Africa.
Kevin McCarthy's purely partisan move to strip us from our committee is not only a political stunt, but also a blow to the integrity of our democratic institution and threat to our national security.
Speaker McCarthy, in a Tuesday letter, questioned Schiff and Swalwell's integrity, honesty, and credibility, saying they misused the committee without giving specifics. Republican Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana spoke at a House Republican Leadership News Conference Wednesday.
These committees are very unique in that they deal with our national secrets. They deal with very classified information. And if people have shown a propensity to either espouse anti-American, anti-Semitic views, do things that have put themselves in a compromised position, including lying about classified information, it raises serious questions.
The White House has stepped in to voice support for the Democrats. Karine Jean-Pierre is White House Press Secretary.
Representative Schiff, Representative Swalwell, and also Representative Omar are expertise and bring a lot to the table when it comes to foreign policy and national security. And we'll say this, when it comes to that committee, it should not be politicized.
Democrat Schiff says his cardinal sin seems to be that he led the impeachment of then-President Donald Trump. Ilhan Omar sees similar motivations at work.
It is about revenge. It's about the appeasing the former president. All three of us have been a thorn in the back of the previous disgraced president. Republicans have been gunning for our seats. And obviously know how effective that we have been.
Removing Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee would take a vote of the full House of Representatives. That could come next week, with the outcome uncertain. For Schiff and Swalwell, it's different. Republican leadership can remove members of the Select Committee on Intelligence because it's, well, a select committee with different rules. But in any event, the three Democrats say they're sticking together and vowing to fight on, as Schiff makes clear.
I can assure you that if the former president or Kevin McCarthy believes that this is going to stop any of us from fighting to protect our democracy, they're going to find out that the opposite is true. It only will intensify our commitment to doing so.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.